Well, hello and welcome. I don't even know. Hold on. Oh, Jesus. I got some chai tea. It's four something in the morning. I haven't even been able to sleep. Like, I'm not really tired, but my sleep just. Honestly, I've been getting some really good sleep. I don't know what the hell happened tonight, but anyway. Hi, guys. Can you believe it's been a little over 6 months? It's been like 6 months and like a week or something like that since I've recorded anything or said anything, like no sign of life whatsoever. No, I'm kidding. I really miss you guys. I don't even know where to start. I don't even know the program anymore. Like, what do I be saying? But not for real. Yeah, it's been so long. I've been doing what I do, trying my best. I have recorded it so many times, even like months ago, but I just wasn't in the right space. I feel like the last season was really me. First of all, I hope everyone is doing fine. I hope that, this space opened up doors to healing for everyone that came in contact with this space. Like, it reminded you of some things that you needed to work on. It just made you feel like, okay, like you can do whatever you need to do. You got the power, you got the strength, like the knowledge. So, I hope y'all doing fine. But I just want to say that because it's like I'm just starting talking without even checking on y'all. Like, oh my God, I hope y'all all right. But I don't even know what I was saying, but it's just been so much that I've been doing. And oh, that's what I was saying. Like, I feel like the last season was really me. It was like me working through my shadow. And if you guys are not familiar with shadow, it's kind of like the parts of yourself that I don't want to, well, sometimes you're not aware of it, but it's like those ugly parts of yourself that you've suppressed, whether it be trauma or like, certain things within you that you haven't. I look at it as like, okay, so you know how you just, you got a whole bunch of clothes, you just keep buying clothes, so your clothes just piling up. And then one day you happen to just go through your shit and you start finding all of this old shit, like, oh my gosh, like I've been looking for this, or like, oh, I still got this. Like, that's kind of what the shadow is. It's like the shit beneath the drawer, like way at the bottom of the drawer, like the junk drawer. It's like kind of like that. But I think it really opened a lot of doors for me too, because it started like, it's always about elevating and growing, but the work truly never stops. And I was looking at something the other day and it was saying, my eyelashes coming out? What the hell? I was looking at something the other day and it was saying, like, you have to navigate the shadow in order to master the shadow. So you got to go through the shadow to in order to like integrate it or like heal it so you can be your best self. So the first season was just me expressing my shadow, me just tapping into a lot of the shit that I just suppressed, like the abuse and a lot of the things that I was doing, the negative thought patterns and everything. So I feel like it opened up a door for me, so many doors. And it's like now the space that I'm in, I'm out of it, like I'm out of the tunnel, and I don't even know how to like what I'm doing. Like, I feel like I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. It's like nothing is wrong, And it's, I'm so used to surviving that I don't even know how to live. Like, and it's so fucking sad. And I'm finna be 27 this year, and I'm just really like living, and I'm trying to figure out, like, soon as something happens, like, it's too quiet. Like, I got my problems. Like, I got little 1-2 situations, but it's just life shit. But as far as, like, the deep shit that I had going on, like, psychological, mental, emotional, like, a lot of the attachments that I had, it's kind of like, it's nothing. It's not even kind of, it's nothing. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what the fuck. Like, I keep looking over my shoulder like, damn, nothing. And it's really nothing. And it's, I think I'm also like in grief too, because when I was going through, last year was the, I don't want to say the worst year of my life, but it was very tough, very, very, very tough for me. And now I'm trying to like, I was just on go mode so much that I didn't really get a chance to grieve like all of the people that I had to release and let go of. So now that it's all over, I'm thinking like, damn, like I've been really sad. Like, damn, I really fuck with this person or family too. Like, I cannot believe it. And I be feeling so alone, but it's like you're not even missing nothing for real. So I'm trying to figure out like what to do, but I know like this is just the way it is. It's the way it has to be, you know. And it's just, it's unfortunate. I'm like, I'm tired as fuck, I ain't gonna lie, but I can't sleep. So I said I need to just go ahead and record, because who the fuck, you ain't got nothing else to do. And I was supposed to been record, like officially record last week, but I just had a lot going on too. But yeah, I'm grieving. I feel like I'm new here. I really am new here. Like, nothing toxic is happening, like for real. And it's like, okay, nothing toxic was happening 6 months ago, but I still had toxic things within me. Like, you know, you don't just, once you spot it, it doesn't mean that it's gone. Like, you gotta really, okay, I see this. Now I gotta really, like, get this shit out of here. So it's like, I seen it. Now it's gone. And now I'm just like, what the fuck? I feel like a part of me is gone, but it's really dead weight. I don't even know if this is gonna make it, because I feel like I sound so, like, lackluster. Because I haven't gotten any sleep. And I got shit to do tomorrow. Well, in a couple of hours. But on the bright side, I opened my business in April. I opened it April 12th. And I was so like, I love, like, it's my passion. What I do is my passion. Like, this is my passion. Herbs, healing, spirituality, like, that's my passion for real. Like, it's everything to me. But one thing about being an entrepreneur, especially with a spiritual business, as you grow and evolve, because my brand, like, my business is my brand, and it's me, you know, it's my authentic truth. So as I grow and evolve, so does my business. So when I go through changes, my business go through changes. When I'm not uploading, or when I'm not promoting, or, you know, doing shit like that, nothing is moving. And I'm really trying to get back into the space of like creating, I guess, or like pouring into my business, because I really haven't. I think it's going to get better now, because I'm finally like, well, I feel like I'm grieving. I really am. Like, I just been so sad, but I'm finding my footing again. And I think that, you know, as time goes by, as I get more, you know, comfortable in this new space that I'm in, like, things are just going to pick back up. But lately I just kind of just haven't been I haven't been really feeling like it. And I don't want to, it's not something that, even my products, like they're intentional products. Like the herbs are the herbs. Like I don't really do nothing special to like the loose herbs, but like my products that, you know, like my collections, my signature collections, like that's all intention based. And if my intentions isn't there, it's no point in doing it because I'm just mixing shit together and just shipping it off. And I don't want to do that because it's not meant for that. Like it's prayer, thought, intention, like devotion, all of that goes into the things that I create. Even this, like it's not, I just can't speak on something that is not, it's just, it's crazy. I can't pretend or fake. Like this is my whole truth, you know? But anyway, I was gonna say something else. I gotta get my footing back. I'm just figuring it out. Shit, I'm really figuring it out. Like, I don't know. I've been surviving all of my life. You know, like I've been even thinking in hindsight about driving. You know, y'all, I told y'all about when I stopped driving and stuff like that and just how those divine orchestration situations be happening to where you have no choice but to surrender because you cannot go against God. Like that's going against God. If God says something or if God moves something out of your life and it's in such a way that it's like, damn, like supernatural, just let it, because I'm not fucking supernatural. I have no power compared to that. Looking at it in hindsight, though, it's like I'm glad it happened because I was surviving. Like me driving was like completely me in survival mode. You know, just being away, that's a trauma response for me. Like as soon as like something happened in my family or like I just feel like, you know, I don't want to be around these motherfuckers, I go, I move, I do something. Like isolate. So me driving was a trauma response because I'm like, I'm getting the fuck away from here. And now I get paid to get the fuck away from here. So like, this is even better, but you can only run for so long. And then that, even driving itself was a whole entire experience because I learned so much about myself, even like looking at old videos and listening to old audio journals and me just speaking about like, I was so unhappy. Like just, I'm listening like, damn, I was so unhappy doing that shit, but I was in survival mode. So I just was doing it. But, you know, as you grow and evolve and you pray for change and to be in alignment with your purpose, and that shit gonna move and you can't control it. And I feel like I'm kind of hesitant too because I'm scared to like build somewhere and it's not really for me and like it get taken or something. You know what I mean? I don't know. But I had a really good point. I hate that I missed what I was going to say before I said what I said, but I don't know. I'm happy to be back. I'm excited to just share this part of my life, you know, it's just another stage and the work really does work. You just have to be open. You got to really surrender and trust because what you think, it's not gonna be. I said that the other day, like, man, I done planned this and planned that out and nothing has gone no way that I planned. Cause I don't even know what the fuck, like. But I know that it's good for me. You know, I don't feel like, I just feel like nothing shit. And I just got a blank canvas and I'm having a really put shit on it that's meaningful, that's intentional, that's in alignment with my purpose, my path, and doing the best that I can fucking do. But, oh yeah, that's all I was gonna say. So, some updates. I was staying in North Florida, but I moved back home. So I'm back on my home base. What can I say? I'm back home, shit. That's really it. Things happen, you know, you grow and evolve. That's another thing. I was not planning on coming back home. It wasn't something that, you know, all of my plans involve me not coming home, pretty much. So that was another thing, me moving back. And, but I mean, it all worked out. Like, I'm back at home in a new old place. And it's just me and my herbs. And that's really it, you know? But I do the best that I can do. I've been doing the best that I can do just with this new era. Yeah. I'm probably not going to post this because I don't have enough energy. But I don't know, I might. Shit, I can't sleep. I hope it don't sound crazy. But I think that's it. I don't even know what the fuck to call it. One step at a time, one day at a time. Shit, blank canvas, I don't know. But I'm happy to be back. I expected it to be different, but it's all right. It'll be all right. So I'm working on not really a rebrand for my business, but like, I just got to put more of myself into it. Cause I haven't been focused on it for real, for real. I really haven't had the time. I've been so fucking busy with work, and, that's how much I was like, damn, I'm finna go to work. So I'm back at work. I'm not driving, but I'm back at work. I'm just taking it one day at a time. Doing the best that I can do. Making sure that I'm, you know, not doing nothing that is going to throw me back. Only way to go is forward. But I'm going to let y'all go. I love you. I appreciate you. I hope that you guys are doing well. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday. And that's another thing. I don't want to say definitely because like I'm scared to say y'all be back next Sunday and you know shit be happening, but my intention is set to be back next Sunday, every Sunday, not semi-weekly, semi-monthly, none of that. Every Sunday, consistent. And we're just going to do the best that we can do. We're going to take it one day at a time, one step at a time, one Sunday at a time. And, you know, yeah. So, I look forward to speaking with you guys. I pray that this space continues to be centered around God, elevating, healing, spiritual alignment, peace, abundance, self-love, and all of the above. I love you. Have an amazing Sunday. And yeah, take care. TTYL.